A word for you from Psalm 34, verse 3. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. David has this magnetic attraction towards his fellow saints. Yes, he is an individual as you are, and you should keep your relationship right with God as an individual, as a child of God. But when you know forgiveness of sin, and when, like David, you can say God's praise is continually in your mouth, you will be drawn to those who are like-minded, who have the same heart. No wonder John writes in his epistle that if we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And then after that it says, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Fellowship is part of forgiveness. You might say, well, I know the Lord privately. I don't need to go to church, or if I do, I don't need to know anybody. I can get along with God. He understands me all by myself. But here David says, O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You should be suspicious of your Christian faith if you are not drawn towards other children of God, desiring fellowship with them, just to be with God's people. That is why in one of the Psalms it says, I desire to be in your temple, O Lord, forever. And that means to be with God's people. It's God's people who are his temple. Of course, the psalmist also means it's because God dwells there. He dwells where the fellowship of the saints is. That's why in another psalm it says that like Aaron's oil is poured down, the fellowship of God's people, when brothers are united, God then commands his blessing. He will make sure blessing happens when brothers are united. Of course, there's not speaking about males or females. It means God's children. If God's children are united, God commands his blessing. Do you find yourself without God's blessing? Mhlambe uzifike ukuthi izibusiso zikude nawe, ngoba ubudlelwane nabangcwele abukho. Have fellowship with God, and you will have fellowship with the saints.